Good morning.
I'm Chris. It's Thursday, and we have the first call in.
Hi, Chris. This is Alex from California. Thank you very much for your podcast and your anchor show. I have a question about your 1 hour, 1,000 pics workflow. And again, thank you for creating it and sharing it with us for free. I think it's great, and I'm trying to use it with varied success. And my question is this. I have a habit of taking too many versions of the same photo, maybe because I'm not sure about sharpness or composition or lighting in any one of them. And as I go through those photos, I may have 10, 15 versions of the same photo. Should I pick them all if they all look promising and then wait till I am starring them from 1 to 3 stars to decide between which one of 12 to use? Or is it best to only pick one of those and delete the other 11 on the first step. Thank you very much.
Hey Alex, thank you so much for the question. Let me first explain for those who might not know. I have written an ebook. It's free. You can get it online, and it's called 1hour1000pics.com. One, the number one, HOUR, the number 1000pics.com, which is a suggestion of a workflow for, well, I do it on Lightroom, but you can do it pretty much in most software where you manage photos. And it's a three-phase workflow that is designed to allow you to narrow down those, I don't know, hundreds or thousands of photos into just the best ones in a short time with the confidence of not deleting the wrong ones. And again, it's a free ebook. I'm giving that away. I sold it for a while, but yeah, I think it's I think it helps to have it, and that's why I made it free. So Alex, your question is, what do you do if you shot different versions of the same photo? Where in the process do you cull them? And my answer is, I leave them in until I go to the rating stage where I rate my photos with the star ratings. And to understand that, I kind of ask myself, why did I shoot multiple versions of the same photo in the first place? And the answer is often out of insecurity, because I initially wasn't sure which one would be the right one. Now, with years of experience, I don't do that as often anymore. I usually have a quite good idea where I want to go with a photo right from the start. But occasionally I don't know, and then I have to shoot a wide version and a tall version and a closer version and one with less depth of field, and then I might do one where I put the focus in the front and then I put the focus in the back. So if I'm not sure, they stay in. And then when it comes to giving the star ratings, I select all of the candidates and hit the N key. N is a compare view where you can see them side by side. And from that view, yeah, I often go with my gut feeling. I look at the five, six, seven photos side by side, and then I just look at which feels better, and that's the one that gets the stars. So that's the short version of it. And yeah, that's how it works. Ebook 1 hour 1000 pics, 1HOUR 1000 PICS.